Warning, the following program is designed for casual wrestling fans and is meant purely for entertainment. If you're SAWFT, proceed at your own risk. Viewer discretion is advised. Brother, I'm going on a wild Hulk Hogan. If I like get some moment, I'll make sure it's an explosion. Cause lately I've been seeing stars, trying to kick her on his choke horse. But it's no Hulk bar, middle finger like I'm Stone Cold. What is up, everybody? It's your boy, We Too Deep. And we are back with another episode of the Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast. You're like, man, didn't we just get one last night? You're right, you did. Me and Wavy D sat here and we talked. We had a grand old time discussing Monday Night Raw and a bunch of other things. Definitely go check that out. As mentioned, the last couple of weeks, we've had a little bit of schedule change with me at the job that actually pays. The schedule changed there, so that means the schedule for the podcast had to change as well. This should be the last week where the solo episode is not on Friday. And so I do appreciate y'all for sort of working with me here on the schedule changes. As always, go to the links in the description if you want to get this awesome Cap Coda Captain Kick Dakota Kai shirt. If you want to go buy you some championships or whatever merch from the WWE shop that you want to go get yourself, we are an affiliate. Click the link. As you buy, we get a small percentage of the purchase price. Same thing with the other link, which is through Expedia. If you are planning a trip, when you need a hotel, you need a flight, maybe a rental car, you need a whole package, right? Go book through the link in the description through Expedia, as we are affiliates with them as well. And that link takes you to the page. You book just like normal. And also, we will get a small percentage of the booking price. So again, all those links are in the description. The link to join our Discord, the Junkyard Media Group Discord, in the description as well. Don't think there's an episode this week of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. They're doing some things that are changing up, but I do believe there's something going on. I think they're doing some sort of like reaction style videos now. Not quite certain, not quite up to date with what they're doing, but I think they have something coming out Friday morning or something like that, that should be coming out. The link to their YouTube channel is in the description as well. That should be the bottom link on the description. Check them out as well. Give my James and K-Dog, Junkyard James and Kodog. Can't speak apparently this morning. Give Junkyard James and K-Dog some love as well. And head on over to the Beyond the Junkyard page, the Junkyard Media Group YouTube as well. So let's jump into the show. Let's do a rundown of what's going to happen. Obviously, we're predicting Halloween Havoc. That's what I do here, right? But I got to – NXT is my brand, right? NXT is sort of – you know, I've constantly said – you take Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Collision, TNA, NWA, New Japan. You take all the big wrestling places, companies that have shows on TV, right? So the big ones are AEW, WWE, TNA, right? You take all of those shows. If I had the option or if someone came up to me and said you can only watch one wrestling show a week, you can't watch all of them. You can only watch one. Which one is it? Right? And for some of you, that might be a tough thing to try to work out. Like, do I want to watch Raw? Do I want to watch SmackDown? Do I want to watch AEW? And if I do want to watch AEW, is it Collision? Is it Dynamite? Right? For me, it's real easy. It's NXT. NXT, to me, is the greatest wrestling show around right now. From a week-to-week storyline perspective, nothing better. Nothing better than what NXT is doing at the moment. So we're going to do an NXT review of last night's episode. We'll predict Halloween Havoc. We're also going to predict TNA Bound for Glory. It's the biggest event in TNA's calendar year, so we are going to predict it. I don't pay much attention to TNA, but I do want to give some predictions. We're also going to talk about some other news, starting with me going on a rant. Let's go ahead and get the rant out of the way, and then we'll do the reviews, right? So the rant here, this first topic. I'm so tired. I'm so tired with the IWC. We mentioned this briefly, me and WavyD did, about the whole Carlito bullshit, right? Carlito said something that was in character. Now, was it off script? Was it not planned? Okay, maybe you can discipline him for going off script. But we got people here claiming racism, claiming that he should be fired, claiming that it's the biggest disgrace to wrestling, right? And I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of wrestling fans being so soft. Being so soft. And then acting like, I don't understand it, right? Because it seems like every week now, the IWC continues to show that they're soft. I called them soft, what, two, 3 weeks ago? And every single week after I've said that, there's an instance that happens where the IWC proves time in and time out that they are the softest fan base in the world. And I don't understand. I don't understand the controversy behind what Carlito said. I don't understand it. It's a TV show. They're TV characters. And I'm 100% certain this new generation of wrestling. I'm not a big fan of like gatekeeping. I'm not going to sit here and say that new people can't come be fans of WWE or AEW or wrestling in general. I'm not going to sit here and gatekeep the industry. But this new generation of fans, just, they don't understand it. And I think what they need is a little bit of education on how wrestling works, right? Because they understand that it's scripted and programmed and fake, if we're allowed to use that word, right? Predetermined. I think they understand that, but at the same time, for whatever reason, since I've gotten, and it really hasn't even been the full 10 years that I've been back in wrestling, it really feels like the last like 5 years of the business, really with the founding of AEW, and I don't want to blame AEW for this, but there seems to be this area of the fan base. As I started to get into podcast, maybe I just missed it because I wasn't podcasting 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. Like I wasn't podcasting. And so as I've dug in more and more and tried to find things to speak about and got on TikTok and sort of seen the IWC for what it is, these people are miserable motherfuckers. And misery loves company. And so if they're miserable, they want to make everyone miserable. And so they complain about everything. And their feelings get hurt about everything. And you can't tell jokes anymore. Wavy D brought out on the show on Tuesday, oh man, the show was missing some comedy spots. And he's right. But you can't even book comedy anymore. Because the comedy that it did have with Carlito, whether it was scripted or not, it was great ad-libbing if it wasn't scripted. It gets critiqued. You can't be funny anymore. And this isn't just a wrestling thing. This is just in society. You can't tell jokes anymore, right? To the point to where, like, I'm a big fan of comedy, right? I love comedy, right? I've spent plenty of days on days off watching Netflix comedy specials. Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, what the fuck's his name? I can't think of his name. George Carlin. I'm not a big fan of some of the newer comics. But, you know, I like Matt Rife. I can watch comedy all day long. I like to laugh. I like to have a good time. I think comedy is a really good way to. There's some guys on TikTok that I watch. I can't think of their names right now, that are pretty funny. You can't do comedy anymore. You can't. People get butthurt about everything. People get butt, like it's like my. I feel like just going on everyone complaining about Carlito's joke of a line here, right? Even like Brian Alvarez didn't know what was going on, and then when he was talking about it, he found out about it. He was like, "Oh, that's a shame," right? He was like, "Oh, that's not needed," and everyone points to well, it happened to Io Sky, who several years ago a fan told her to go back to China. And racism. I'm so tired of the racism card being pulled in WWE. I really am. I'm so tired of it. So tired of anytime Triple H doesn't book a black person to go over or win a title, it's racism. Anytime, you know, a Mexican loses, you know, Dragon Lee's held down because of racism. Or I'm so tired of this bullshit. I really am. It gets tired because what it does, what this does. Because this isn't racism. If anything, it's ignorant prejudice. There's a difference. Racism is prejudice in action. Prejudice is just ignorance, right? And that's exactly what Carlito's character is. He's the ignorant, baffling buffoon. That's what his character is. I'm so tired of the whole racism shit, though. Right? Triple H has to be a racist, right? People are now comparing him to Vince McMahon, even though I don't necessarily think Vince McMahon did anything that would prove that he was racist at all. I think he was in character doing character shit. And it's hard in wrestling to distinguish, especially with someone like Vince McMahon, what his character was and what his real life was. But we gotta separate like Hulk Hogan from Terry Bollea. We gotta separate Carlito from whatever the fuck his actual name is, right? There's a human being behind the character, right? I'm so tired of it, because what this does is the actual examples of racism in the world. I'm not naive enough to say it doesn't exist. I know it exists. But the actual examples of racism in culture, not just in wrestling, but in culture in general, get washed over and people don't believe it. Because you have so many people claiming everything is racism. And so here's how I look at this. If you're looking for racism, you're going to find it. If everything you look through is magnified through the lens of race, you're going to find something that triggers you. And so I don't understand people who sit here and what, right? Because I find it funny, the complete total difference in reaction from the casual wrestling community to the IWC, right? And I've repeatedly said that the CWC is part of the IWC. We're just a sub group within it, right? But the overall majority of the IWC versus the CWC reaction to it, right? So you go into the Raw post show with Nerdy D on the Casual Wrestling Channel, right? I completely missed the line when it aired live. Completely missed it. Wasn't paying attention. And so when he said it, and said it was funny, I went back and watched it, and I laughed my ass off. It was hilarious. It was a funny little moment that took from went made the program go from serious to a little bit, you know, funny back to serious, right? And so. You know, Nerdy D, myself, I think Wavy D enjoyed it a little bit. I don't know his full perspective. I don't want to speak for him. But me and Nerdy D are basically of the same mind here. It was a funny moment. Let's move on. It wasn't, you know, right. And in my perspective is this isn't racism. Can we get can we stop this? Can we please stop the whole race thing? It's annoying. It's annoying. Because everything gets claimed as racism. Carmelo Hayes loses on Friday. It's racism. Ja'Kara Jackson loses, gets interrupted by Kevin Owens. It's racism. Like, it's crazy. It's a story. These fans don't understand storytelling at all. It's a story. Now, if this wasn't scripted, maybe you could punish Carlito for going off script. Sure. But I think it added to the moment of who his character was. And like I said on Tuesday, I took it as he wanted to go get some Asian pussy. And in order to do that, he needed to learn their language. And he just confused Chinese with Japanese. But let's be honest, how many people here in America were ignorant as fuck over here? How many of us look at any Hispanic person who's speaking Spanish and say, he's Mexican, she's Mexican? How many of us sit over here and we see a Chinese person or an Asian person, a person of Asian descent, whether it's Korean, Japanese, Chinese, and we all just call them Chinese, right? Not because we're ignorant and we don't know better. And that's the character Carlito's playing. I don't see how that should get him fired when he's playing the character. I think it's just an ignorance. And for a lot of people, that's not racism. That's just ignorance, right? So can we stop playing the race card? Because when actual things that are racist happen, you cry wolf too many times, people aren't going to give a fuck. All right, so let's move forward. A little bit lighter note. All my fellas out there, it's officially approved. We kind of figured this happened, but it's officially announced that Britt Baker and Adam Cole, Adam Cole confirmed for us they have broken up. They are no longer dating, which means Britt Baker has standards and wants a person that doesn't look like a 12-year-old boy in terms of, like, size. So Britt Baker is a single woman as far as we know. That's interesting. I think that might possibly mean down the line, Britt Baker may be coming to WWE. Because I think what brought Adam Cole over, other than being friends with the Bucks and all of them, is spending time with his girlfriend, Britt, right? But now that they're broken up, I think Britt fits WWE system better than she does AEW. Just personally, I just think that fit is better for Britt. I don't know where she fits on the roster because of how deep this fucking roster is. But Britt Baker, I think if she's willing to give up being the dentist, I think she could come to WWE and thrive. I really do. But I just wanted to throw that little nugget out there for all the dudes out there. Britt Baker's a single woman. Don't go harassing her. But you could fantasize again about, maybe she could be mine. She don't want you. Don't leave her alone. But let's get into an NXT review. Bro, this episode, ever since I thought that when they were on USA, I thought the episodes were great. But they've really stepped forward. My worry was when they swapped to CW and we were going to do week one with Punk and Miz and all of the big stars, week two with Orton. My fear was week three and now week four was going to be, a challenge in that I felt that once the bigger promoted stars, known stars left, I was worried that some of the fans would leave. Now, I don't know the ratings. Ratings for the show won't come out till like 4:30 p.m. today on Wednesday. I'm not concerned about the ratings. I was more so concerned with what the product was going to be. And the product has just gotten better over the last 2 weeks, right? They've really built upon some stories. And so I'm giving this a 9 out of 10. It wasn't perfect. There were a couple moments that didn't really care about. I wrote down some of the ones I wanted to talk about. So let's talk about this first match. Damage Control versus Lash Legend and Jakari Jackson, which plays into Raw, right? Decent match. I want to sit here and talk about this conversation, though. This conversation is on Io Sky. So Nerdy D on Monday had asked, why does everyone love Io Sky? I don't get the hype around her. It's essentially his question, right? And I'm in that camp. I don't get the hype around Io Sky. Now, a lot of people will say, you don't understand Japanese. You don't like any of the Japanese wrestlers, which isn't true. Isn't true at all, because you get Julia in the main event, and I thought she did pretty well. Right, I just don't understand the hype around Io Sky. Her NXT run, I didn't like it. Her main roster run, I'm not a big fan of. I don't understand. And it's not her promo ability, because I don't care about anyone's promo ability. I don't really necessarily judge people's promo ability. I'm very lenient when it comes to promos, right? But I don't understand. So, if you go to Google and ask who the best high flyer woman's wrestler is, you go to Reddit, you go through the internet, they'll tell you Io Sky slash her indie name Io Shirai, right? And I just don't see it, because every time I watch a match, she's botching high spots. She gets a tag right in this match, and she's going to springboard off the top rope and completely botches the spot. Like, it's not even a botch, just completely failed. Hit the ropes with her feet, slipped off of it, hit, right? I don't understand. How is this the genius of the sky? I don't get it. I don't get the hype around Io Sky. What is it that I'm not seeing? Because every time I watch a match, she's getting carried by her opponent. She's getting carried, right? And people could say, oh, go watch this match and this match. And then, look, I don't understand. Okay, so she's had 3-4 bangers. But it seems like every time, every single week she's on TV, she's botching some sort of move. I don't get the hype around her. Lash and Jakara carried that match for me. And it feels like at times Io Sky just sits there and botches everything. I don't get the hype of why people love her so much. I just don't. Someone explain it to me. Right? But the match ends in DQ after Piper Niven and Chelsea Green come out and attack Damage Control. So we're going to have a whole clusterfuck for these women's tag team championships. Probably going to have a fatal four-way at Survivor Series. Unless what they're planning on doing is telling Saudi, hey, we're going to just throw as many women into one match as possible, and we're going to have 8 women on the card in one fatal four-way match. Because I could see Piper and Chelsea versus Bianca and Jade versus Damage Control versus Lash and Jakara at Saudi. I think, though, they're going to drag this out a little bit longer to the SummerSlam. Survivor Series, excuse me. Not that long. We're not going to go a full year with this. Survivor Series to Survivor Series. It's just another 3-week build. So we're pretty busy when it comes to PLEs and WWE. You have Halloween Havoc this weekend. Next weekend is Crown Jewel. If you're a TNA fan, you got Bound for Glory this weekend. So you got 3 pay-per-views in the next 2 weeks. And then 3 weeks after that, you get Survivor Series. So the next month of wrestling is going to be pretty hectic. Pretty hectic. When it comes to all of that. So the announcement was made. I'll go ahead and talk about this. The announcement was made in 2 weeks from today, from Wednesday. 2 weeks from today, on November the 6th. So I want to go ahead and just completely let people know this. 2 weeks, 2 weeks of NXT. So you have next week's NXT on the 29th. The week after that, NXT will be on November the 6th, which is a Wednesday. Just so if you guys watch NXT, right, it's going to take place from Philadelphia at the ECW Arena, the 2300 Arena. I also want to remind you all that there will not be a show that whole week for the podcast. So we'll have this episode. We'll have the episode next Tuesday, the 29th. And then Friday, November 1st. And then we aren't coming back until the 11th. Excuse me, the 12th. To the 12th of November. Just because I'm busy next Friday. Or I'm busy the 8th because I'm going to a concert. I've already explained this. And then the 5th is election night. And we're just not going to podcast on election night because I'll be busy, right? And so, just that reminder, right? So NXT Wednesday, the 6th in Philadelphia at the 2300 Arena. That's gonna be a banger. It's gonna be a banger of a show. It really is. But back to this NXT, right? So my favorite thing about NXT is that those storylines everywhere, right? We talked on Tuesday's show about how, like, the mid-card of WWE right now just seems to be non-existent. Well, the mid-card in NXT is very, very prevalent. And there's storylines that most people probably don't care about, but are really building towards something. There's storylines everywhere. You take this Lexus King storyline. He's going to get a match against Charlie Dempsey in a Heritage Cup match. He needs a corner man. No one trusts him. No one believes that he can. No one wants to be his corner man. Who's going to be his corner man? Right? You have the Carmen Petrovic, Ashante the Adonis story. Right? You have Ashante for the last couple weeks flirting with all the women. Right? Carmen, I think, is attracted to it. She's trying to play it off like she's not. In the middle of her and Sol Ruka's match, which was pretty good. My two favorite women on the roster and in the ring together, right? She sees Adonis in the crowd. She gets a little distracted. At one point, Adonis walks off with another baddie, and Carmen gets her soul snatched by Sol Ruka, and that ends the match. And Carmen loses focus because Adonis is a player in a management profession, a PIMP. And he's taking every blonde baddie. It feels like Adonis is like me. He likes them blonde baddies. And he's just talking to all of them, right? That's a story that I can't wait to see. You have Jada and Lola. There's so many, right? Tatum and Wendy. This is an interesting thing. During Tatum Paxley and Jada Parker's match was over. Lola's attacking Jada. But then all of a sudden the camera turns back to Tatum Paxley, and she's being loaded into one of the road trucks that they put all the cameras in, and she's getting rolled out of the arena by Wendy Chu. By the way, Wendy Chu's on Bound for Glory this weekend on this Saturday, and I'm pretty certain that means that, like, it would be fucking insane if Wendy Chu walks into the arena pushing that road truck, you know, the little thing, the little container that she put Tatum in, and Tatum Paxley's inside of that thing. That'd be pretty insane, right? You get a new story that just started with something's going on between Nikita and Obafemi. Now we got questions on what's going on here. There's stories everywhere. You gotta pay attention on this show. There's storylines everywhere. This is what draws me to this show. Two more things about this NXT. Trick Williams, Triple T, two-time Trick, talking to All Ego Ethan Page. This promo was spectacular. I'm not a big fan on grading promos, because as long as you are able to get a message across, I don't care how strong you are on the mic. It's not something that necessarily, you know, hurts me, right? Unless you're just so bad at it. Someone like Gunther's promo abilities, I cringe. Cody's promos, I cringe, right? They're just bad at it to me, right? But this promo was great, right? Ethan Page sitting here, I've busted my ass, literally blood, sweat, and tears. I enjoy the grind. I enjoy the being busted open. I enjoy the taste of my own blood, right? And Trick, you know, you've been blessed with having the performance center and the best trainers and the best minds in wrestling, and you are where you're at now because you're privileged into having what I didn't have when I started, and I've grinded for 17 years, right? This the promo that is typical of the guys who grind it through the indie scene whenever they fight one of these guys that are an NIL person, right? This is that typical promo, but it felt personal, right? And Ego said, man, we're in the devil's playground match, right? Well, you don't have what I have, and I have the devil inside of me, right? This match is about to be a banger. This match is about to be a banger. We're about to do a prediction of it, but this match is about to be a banger. That's all I got to say. And then the last thing we'll say about this is when the rumors of Stephanie Vaquer and Julia hit around July and they signed, there was a third person mentioned that a lot of people didn't know who it was. That was an Australian wrestler by the name of Delta. Well, Delta's done debuted, and they changed the name, thank God, because Delta was an awful fucking name for a wrestler. I'm just going to be honest with you. Zarya. Zarya has arrived. Yeah. I wonder, she's going to play a role somewhere in Halloween Havoc. I'm not exactly sure what that role is, but she's here, and this roster's deep. This women's roster is deep as can be. Maybe the best women's roster NXT has ever seen. Just from top to bottom, full of really talented women, whether it's Roxanne, Cora, Fallon, Julia, Stephanie, JC Jane, Gigi Dolan, Nikita Lyons, now Zarya, Carmen Petrovic, Brinley Reese, Kalani Jordan, Sol Ruka. You're deep. You got Sol Ruka. I said during Sol Ruka's match, she won the match. And I said, give this bitch the title. Give Sol Ruka the. But then I sat there like, well, she's like fifth in line right now. Because you got Roxanne, right? But you got Julia, you got Stephanie in front. Lola and Jada are in the picture, right? There's so many people in the main title picture. And then the North American title, like Sol Ruka may just go ahead and join Monday Night Raw. She's been running main event shows up there. So they might move Sol Ruka up to Raw, which will be a big help. But that whole division sort of that title locked in a Judgment Day story, right? And so I don't see that title changing anytime soon, right? So Sol Ruka needs a title. Sol Ruka needs a title. She's so fucking good at this. So fucking good at this shit. But Zarya's here. I want y'all to name me a better fucking roster of women than the NXT women's division. I want you to name me a better division. AEW doesn't have it. Raw and SmackDown doesn't have it right now. I think Raw and SmackDown have better known stars. Bianca, Rhea, Liv, Becky, Charlotte. Yeah, you got them. But as far as from top to bottom and fullness of rock, you got a roster here of really talented people. Name me a better roster. AEW doesn't have it. You don't have a top-to-bottom strong-ass roster like NXT. Right, let's go into our predictions. So let's start with Bound for Glory first. This is me completely going completely. I haven't watched any TV of TNA in quite some time. So we'll start with the countdown show as a call your shot gauntlet. I don't give a fuck who wins this shit. I don't know who's even going to be a part of it. I'm not even going to guess. I don't care about it. It's a pre-show match for a reason. By the way, Rhino's going into the TNA Hall of Fame. So good for him. Congratulations. Well deserved. Very well deserved. So let's talk about the actual main card. So you got Josh Alexander versus Steve Macklin. I'm picking Josh Alexander anytime he's on the card. I don't even care about the story behind this match. I'm just going to go ahead and pick Josh Alexander. Mike Santana versus Moose. This would be a pretty decent match. I'm certain at some point the system will get involved. I'm picking Moose. I'm picking Moose to win this one. Got a TNA Knockouts Tag Team Championship match. Spitfire, which is Jody Threat and Danny Luna versus Wendy Chu and Rosemary. I think Wendy Chu and Rosemary are winning this match. Because imagine them winning this in Detroit, Michigan on Saturday and then showing up in Hershey, Pennsylvania with these titles, right? I think that'll be pretty fucking awesome. I do. The TNA X Division, Speedball, Mike Bailey versus AEW and I'm pretty sure he's an AEW superstar, and the indie scenes love him. He used to be like top 10 in PWI's top 500. That's El Hijo del Vaquino. I have zero fucks clue who that is. I'm picking Speedball Mike Bailey. Mike Bailey is winning, retaining his title. TNA Knockouts champion Jordynne Grace takes on Masha Slamovic for the title. I'm going Jordynne. Though I think Masha might win it because I think Jordynne may be joining NXT full time. I do. I that might happen. But I'm going to go Jordynne Grace as my official prediction. Monsters Ball match, Matt Cardona versus PCO. Just because I'm ready for PCO to retire. This dude's like 80 years old, been wrestling since like the 80s. Retire, my dude. Matt Cardona's winning. That is for, by the way, the TNA Digital Media and International Heavyweight Champion. PCO's a double champion. And I think Matt Cardona wins both of them. You get the Tag Team Championship Full Metal Mayhem match. The System versus the Hardys versus ABC. I'm going to go with the I don't know. Any of these will be okay. This is going to be a banger match. I'm picking ABC to win this match. I think ABC wins. And what I'm assuming is going to be the main event of the night, the TNA World Heavyweight Championship match with guest referee Frankie Kazarian. You got champion Nick Nemeth versus Joe Hendry. I told everybody at Slammiversary when Nemeth won, everyone was crying because Joe Hendry didn't win at the sort of peak of his popularity. And I said, everyone, give it some time. He's going to face Nemeth at their big event in Bound for Glory. Joe Hendry's winning this match. Joe Hendry will be TNA World Champion on Saturday. Will happen. 100%. So let's move on to what we all came here for, and that's Halloween Havoc. I'll be a little bit more insightful on Halloween Havoc because I've actually paid attention to some of the stories, right? So we get five matches, kind of what we figured, right? So we get an ambulance match made between Andre Chase and Rich Holland. Just one of the other stories that people maybe sleeping on that are just pretty freaking great. I think Andre Chase wins this match. Andre Chase is going to get revenge, put Rich Holland in the ambulance, and that's the match. We have Julia and Stephanie Vaquer versus Roxanne and Cora Jade. Not a big fan that Roxanne's not defending her title here, but I like this match. This sets up the title picture scene. I think this is where Delta gets involved, or Zarya gets involved on the card. I'm going Julia and Vaquer. Julia and Stephanie are winning this match. Excuse me. NXT North American Champion or North American Women's Championship. Spinner's Choice. They spun the wheel. It ended on Spinner's Choice. It's a member of Fatal Influence versus Kalani Jordan. We're going to do a double prediction here. I think the member of Fatal Influence will be Jasmine Nix. She's the one that attacked Kalani on Tuesday last night. I think it's going to be Jasmine Nix. Or Kalani attacked Jasmine Nix, excuse me. And so I think Jasmine Nix will be the one in the match. She's going to lose. I don't know what the gimmick will be. Spinner's Choice is fun. Essentially, Fatal Influence gets to pick the gimmick. I'm not exactly certain what it's going to be. Don't necessarily care. It's going to be a fun match either way. North American Championship tables, ladders, and scares match. Tony D'Angelo versus Oba Femi. I think Tony D is going to win this match. But I think we get answers as to why he said thank you to Nikita. Nikita's going to be revealed as the one that attacked Miss Rizzo. I think Tony's going to retain the title, though. I do. And then our championship match, main event, Devil's Playground, Trick Williams versus Ethan Page. Trick Willie will be the winner. And the reason I think Oba's losing is because I think Oba will then be the next opponent for Trick Williams at Vengeance Day in February. So I think at Vengeance Day, you're going to get a very, very good match between Trick and Oba. And that feud may not end until Stand and Deliver Mania weekend, which is when I believe Oba Femi wins the NXT championship. I think Oba Femi runs that title all the way through the next Stand and Deliver, a full year reign, where he loses and then he shows up on the main roster. Personally, I think, because I think he needs a dominant title reign outside of his North American one. I think he needs a dominant NXT championship reign. And I think he'll be good there. I think NXT is going to be the best show of these two, but I think both of these will be very entertaining. I don't know if I'm going to get Stand and Deliver. Probably not. Or not standing up. Excuse me. I don't know if I'm going to get Bound for Glory. I might. I may not. We'll see. But I'll definitely keep up with it. But other than that, I have nothing else to give you guys. That's the show for today. Thank you all for listening. Again, links in the description for the WWE Shop affiliate link, Expedia affiliate link, the Discord link is in the description. Like, share. These are important, right? Share with your friends. If you're listening on YouTube, hit the like button, leave a comment. If you're listening on audio, leave us a review. We do appreciate every single one of you who listens through this or to the show, and we would love your feedback through the rating system. Thank you again for listening and or watching. And until next Tuesday, when me and Wavy D are back at it, y'all have a great rest of your week and weekend, y'all, and I'll see you on the next episode. So hit that subscribe, come along for the ride. AEW, WWE, we're always on side. From fantasy booking to baddies that slay, slapping meat wrestling every Tuesday.